So I have a cold, and I am negative for COVID and the type A and type B forms of flu, but I got a cold. And so I'm not contagious, but I'm not really pleasant to be around. So hopefully that will be done by Sunday. In fact, let's talk about Sunday right now. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. Well, I hope you're doing well, and I really am looking forward to this Sunday, and we are continuing our journey through this season of Lent. And we're continuing our Lenten series, walking through the signs that point to the abundant life, the Zoe, right? That Greek awesome word, Zoe, for the abundant life that God offers to us in Jesus Christ. Now, this week, the sermon is going to be called Miracle, Complete Fulfillment, and we'll be talking about fulfillment as we turn to the feeding of the 5,000 found in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Now, this is a sign that shows Jesus as the one who is able to satisfy hungry hearts and hungry bodies. And it's cool. Let me read it for you. I'm going to read to you from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Some things happened before this, and then we pick up. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain, and he sat down with his disciples. Now, the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and he saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, and for he knew what he was going to do. So Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. So one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "Hey, there's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now, there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. Now, when the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." This is such a powerful story. And, you know, this is a story that shows up in all of the Gospels. You know, some stories, they only show up in one particular Gospel or, you know, fragments in maybe 2 or 3. But this kind of idea of Jesus taking care of people in this way shows up across all the different gospel stories, all 4 of them, and it's profound. And so Jesus provides. He's doing the work. And this Sunday we'll talk about how Jesus takes our small offerings, what we have, our 5 loaves and 2 fish, and multiplies them so that they're more than enough, so that everyone is satisfied and nothing is wasted. And we'll explore what it means to trust Christ as the bread of life, who alone can bring fulfillment into our lives. So I'm really excited about Sunday. I hope that you'll join us. We're live and online at 10 o'clock each Sunday, and I hope that you'll be part of that. So also, I want to make sure that you come to be part of our Good Friday worship experience. Now, with Lent, this week right before Easter, we have what's called Holy Week, and that begins with Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday occurs, and then during the course of the week, we have a service on Thursday night and Friday night. The Good Friday worship experience will be just amazing. It will focus on the seven last words of Jesus from the cross, and our choir will be offering just this remarkable piece of music called The Seven Last Words by Michael John Trotta. This is a really kind of powerful work. It's very, very well known. Some people have called this work a modern classic or a new American masterwork, solidly grounded in tradition, yet incorporating a musical language that, in George Gershwin's words, informs the thoughts and aspirations of the people and the time. That's from a review from the Choral Scholar. I'm so thrilled that Willis and her choir are going to be, working to kind of put this in front of us, this rare gem, and it will be really, really great. And also, as part of that, it will be accompanied by the really powerful artwork of Scott Erickson. Scott Erickson is an amazing artist, and we will be integrating his artwork into that moment and our celebration. So that's going to be on Friday, April the 3rd at 7 p.m. in our sanctuary. I really hope that you will come and be part of that. You may want to invite family or friends to just kind of come and encounter the power of what we will be remembering of the Easter story, the Good Friday experience. So mark your calendars now and consider who you can invite to this moving night, moving night of music, art, and reflection at the foot of the cross. So listen, I hope that you are really, really doing well, that you will take care of yourself, and that we'll be able to see each other on Sunday. God bless. Take care.